WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two people were killed, 19 of them hurt, 11 critically, when a Mexican Navy tall ship collided with the iconic Brooklyn Bridge on Saturday night. The investigation's now focusing on what caused a mechanical or power failure on the ship. ABC contributor John Nance says
They're going to be looking at the propulsion system, what did and didn't happen. Obviously, there was a stiff wind blowing the ship, and who was at the controls and precisely what their interchanges were. All of these things will be up for massive consideration.
One person was killed in what the FBI called an intentional act of terrorism, an explosion outside of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. Five people were hurt. The clinic said its staff, eggs, embryos were unharmed. At the Vatican, an estimated 200,000 people on hand for Pope Leo's installation mass. The Pope today is meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and data shows Wisconsin kids are in crisis. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The report from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health shows the numbers have increased dramatically over the past 10 years. While rates of anxiety, depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts went up across the board, girls saw an overall higher increase. Wisconsin boys, however, are 2 to 4 times more likely to die by suicide than girls, according to the report. Amy Marsman says these trends are worse for LGBTQ plus students and students of color.
They feel less connected to their school and less likely to report that they feel they belong at their school. So we know that there are target populations that we should really focus on.
Marsman says teens are also getting less sleep than ever before, which is foundational to their mental health. More than 20% of teens reported self-harm, and nearly 25% of girls reported seriously considering suicide, according to the report. Marsman says factors like rising food insecurity, particularly among students of color, also play a significant role. She says additional support during the pandemic helped to eliminate food insecurity gaps, but now Black kids in Wisconsin are 5 times more likely to be hungry than white kids.
Some of these everyday situations really impact youth mental health, whether you're getting enough sleep, whether you are getting enough to eat, whether there's financial stability in your household. All of those are factors, and they are disproportionately impacting kids of color.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another challenging year for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. A report out this weekend says the Wisconsin Badgers will be lucky to finish 500 this season. Last year they went 5-7, and this year's schedule, not any easier. Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, and an improved Indiana program. Most odds makers have the Wisconsin Badgers with another 5-7 record this fall. Baseball. The Brewers losing to the Twins last night, 7-0. Milwaukee with just 3 hits. The Twins have won 13 in a row and haven't allowed a scored run in 33 innings, a new franchise record. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's kind of indicative of how much they care, to be quite honest with you. I know people might not understand that. They care a great deal. They want to get it right. We also, guys, we faced a really good pitcher who was really good tonight.
The Twins' Pablo Lopez allowing just 2 hits in 6 innings. That series wrapping up today from AmFam Field with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any leftover cloud cover giving way to mostly sunny skies. A north breeze will be light and highs in the lower 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, northeast winds, morning lows in the upper 30s, close to 40. A few showers Monday, highs in the upper 50s. Currently 38 degrees.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The biggest thing that happens in Wisconsin state government every 2 years is the state budget. And last week at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers took a step forward in the process by voting out more than 600 measures from Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. This has become a familiar step in this era of divided government. This is now the fourth budget proposal that Evers has put forward, and each one has been met with a similar fate. Even as this has become the custom, it doesn't have to be this way. Republicans could honestly engage with this budget and debate it on its merits. There are good, smart proposals here on everything from healthcare to education to childcare to environmental protection. And if there are items here they disagree on, make the case. Have the debate. But by voting everything out and starting from scratch, they are letting down the people of Wisconsin they are elected to represent by refusing to have this debate on a very basic level. We should expect better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The music of the stars. Good morning. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host for the Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it. Some of the great music for graduation day. Not just Pomp and Circumstance, that too. It's got lyrics, by the way, did you know it? But that classic in 1956 by the Four Freshmen, when grads were still remembering their freshman beanie days, remember that? I saw a good Dana Andrews picture from, I think, 57. It's on YouTube. It's called Spring Reunion. It's worth a look. You remember your graduation day. It's a milestone in your life. Just to you, though, the rest of the world, it's just another day. Except for the people sitting there waiting for the diplomas, if they're going to get one. Now, some aren't. I'll have more on that. It's the music of the stars. Until high noon all over the world at Central Standard Time. On the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fast 15-minute oil change services. Even faster.
Good evening. American Airlines greets you with Music Till Dawn.
was a program that was nationwide. This is before the internet, before streaming. Yeah, it was sponsored by American, and it took us to places outside of our radios. And Cy Mann and the orchestra, and I promised more music from this great orchestra, but we'll have that. He's a name that you hear on this particular program and nowhere else, I guess. More is the pity, I'll explain why. Music of the Stars.
It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day. At the senior prom, we danced till three, and then you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day. Though we live in sorrow, all the joys we've we can face tomorrow, knowing we'll never walk alone when the ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind. Though we live in sorrow, all the joys we've known, we can face tomorrow. The ivy walls are far behind, no matter where our paths may wind, we'll remember always, always graduation day. We'll remember graduation day.
The Four Freshmen.
January to December, we'll have moments to
and the present is to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have these moments to remember.
The drive-in movie, where we'd go, and somehow never watch the show.
We will have these moments to remember. Though summer turns to winter and the present disappears, the laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we will have these moments to
Four kids from Toronto, the four lads, saw them live once in Chicago at the Brasserie. Great tune by Robert Allen. He wrote my closing theme. And Al Stillman, the year 1955.
Kids were playing cops and robbers. I was buying lollipops
for two. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. When the guys were choosing sides for baseball, I was dreaming of two eyes of blue. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, somehow I always knew I'd never love anyone but you.
Music of the Stars, Cirino and the Bowties, and Ree Ellis in the orchestra. The Music of the Star.
Will bear with me for a moment. I'd like to say a few words to the boys and the girls of high school age. I want you to mull this over. The war is won, but we've got a lot of jobs to do yet, big jobs, jobs that'll take a lot of brains. I'm saying this because that old high school bell is going to be clanging soon, and it clangs for you. Working after school is great, but not instead of school. Be wise and get wise and go back to school. This country's yours for the next generation. Be smart enough to make the most of it and give it the best you can. Thanks.
Bing Crosby, 1945, right after the war. You know, that was, gosh, when was that? Last week? And did anybody remember that it was the end of World War II? 1945, 80 years ago. No, we remember here. Dizzy Gillespie next up. You'll remember.
Jackie Horner was sitting in the
I bring around the roses, pocket full of posies. Ride, Sally, ride. Wipe your dirty eyes. Turn to the east, turn to the west, turn to the one you like the best. Go in and out the window. Go in and out the window.
Dizzy Gillespie with the bent horn. How'd he get that? It was an accident. Became a trademark.
Of the story. Willie was a senior at Steele High School, an outstanding student, especially in the subjects of literature, history, and science. He planned to attend Yale Divinity School after graduation. Willie was also a fine athlete, baseball, football, hockey, gymnastics. In fact, he was playing hockey with the high school varsity team one March day when all at once his promising future blew away like dandelion fluff. Young fellow on the other team didn't mean to hurt Willie. He just swung his stick back, accidentally striking Willie in the face, but the damage was considerable. Willie, who weighed less than 140 pounds, was knocked flat on his back. His front teeth went flying in all directions. His mouth was bloody hamburger. A surgeon did the best he could. Willie would have to stay home and rest for a while, but before the teenager was well enough to return to school, he developed terrible stomach trouble and then heart trouble. Now he was a semi-invalid. The pressure of his studies would prove intolerable. So Willie dropped out of school. Willie dropped out of high school. There would be no Yale, no ministry. The family's hopes for academic distinction now rested with Willie's kid brother. I said the family's hopes for academic distinction now rested with Willie's kid brother. But this is the rest of the story. Little brother disliked school. He was a bright pupil, just not sufficiently inspired by the curriculum. And something else, the teachers were often tough on him. Back in sixth grade, for example, the youngster, this is the younger brother now, remember, got into a bit of minor mischief for which his teacher, Miss Bond, sent him home, and he was told not to return until Miss Bond had met personally with one of his parents. There were 2 weeks left before the end of school year. Dad was away on business. Mother was otherwise busy, so the little boy, well, he never did finish the sixth grade. The family had moved to another town before he re-entered high school. He got good grades, but once again failed to win the respect of many of his instructors, and that may have exasperated him more than he let on. Anyway, one day before graduation, the boy quit school forever. Now, his excuse was that there were too many required subjects that did not interest him. That was the reason he gave for dropping out. In any event, his academic career was over, as was his older brother's. And surely their father must have anguished over the future of his sons. Those two boys who would forever be high school dropouts in a highly competitive world. Well, the boys drifted in and out of some ordinary jobs. But then one day, these two dropouts, these two lads, neither of whom was making it in any specific job, teamed up. And the result was one of the greatest achievements in the history of mankind. Your notions may have been misconceived regarding the two men who took that first giant leap at Kitty Hawk. Now I hope you'll always remember their initial underachievement. The two high school dropouts, Wilbur and Orville, the Wright brothers. Because now you know the rest of the story.
Shame. Cheer for our fun-loving breed who can't hardly read or write our name. March, dropouts, backward march. Ain't we a tragedy? Leave us, unite, and fight, fight, fight for good old stupidity. Proud of the will to fail. You won't find us in the school halls. Look in the pool halls or in jail.
Long may our colors wave, sons of the black and blue.
Light-hearted chaps who steal hubcaps, we've got nothing else to do.
Very soon, you'll wear a different hat.
in the army. Just try dropping out of that.
Sorry for you doing it here.
Willie, can you move in on the pillow just a little bit?
Bing Crosby from Broadway.
Well, everyone here, kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. Here's where we separate the notes from the noise, the men from the boys, the rose from the poison ivy back in the bunch. I came up with a hunch, this was an up and Adam day. Yes, it's one of those spells when you hear the right bells and your horoscope tells you to sell. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? I hear those trumpets begin to blare, and now I'm Washington upon the Delaware. Will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way? Here's where we separate the duck from the quack, the ace from the pack, the pip from the Macintosh is back in the group. I came up with a scoop, this was the time to rise and say, I've got my eyes, such a jubilant sky, that the 4th of July will seem grand. As will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead the way. As my assurance begins to grow, to quote from Davy Crockett on the Alamo, I was stuck in the group, dragging on like a droop. It seemed the time to rise and say, I've got in my eyes such a jubilant sky that the 4th of July will seem gray. Hey, will everyone here kindly step to the rear and let a winner lead.
Doreen Gold from Broadway, the music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. The Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's to the winners. Lift up the glasses. Here's to the glory still to be. Here's to the battle, whatever it's for, to ask the best of ourselves, then give much more. Here's to the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers. Here's to all people. To the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see.
graduation day. Graduation day. It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation.
Are the Arbors. I know you never heard of them. Made it to number 59 in Billboard's Hot 100, June 67. And number 19 on the Adult Billboard. That was written by the Sherman Brothers, Joe and Noel. It's the music of the stars. Here's another one from the Arbors.
I never was a lucky guy. I'm average Joe who just gets by. But I win the whole wide world each time you say you're my girl. No boy can change destiny. The grandstand play is not for me, but I win the whole wide world each time you say you're my girl. A castle, a kingdom, a princess so fair. Now don't they seem out of sight? Well, angel, how are my chances?
the whole wide world each time you say you're my girl. Ooh. But I win the
That's from a movie, Valley of the Dolls. Music of the Star.
I want you to know you're getting better. I don't care what everyone's been saying. You're getting better. They're the ones who've been getting worse. And they don't like what you've been doing, understandably. Do you think they can watch you strip yourself of one unnecessary thing after another, day by day becoming more, so to speak, naked, more free, and not feel the way they do? Of course not. It's painful to get rid of things you don't need, and they know it. They wouldn't be saying what they've been saying if they didn't want you to stop. They want you to be the way they are, and to stay that way. You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing? Why do you think you're being investigated right now? Why do you think you're under maximum security? You know the answer. I don't have to tell you. They're afraid of you. It's that simple. They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away. Closer to the unknown. Do you think they like that? Not on your life. So don't get nervous and start asking for help. That's exactly what they want you to do. Make it on your own, the way you've been doing. And remember, you're getting better. Excuse me, now I have to go. I'll just dissolve right here in front of you. See you.
Oh, we love the halls of ivy that surround us here today, and we will not forget, though we'd be far, far away. Voice will bid farewell and shimmer off in twilight like the old vesper bell. One day a hush will fall, the footsteps of a song will echo down the hall and disappear. As we sadly start our journeys far apart, a part of every heart will linger here. In the sacred halls of ivy, where we lived and learned to know, that through the years we'll see. Sweet.
Letterman. This is the official graduation song. How did it get that way to be official? Sir Edward Elgar.
Always remember, that way if someone asks you later, you'll know it. And always consider those less fortunate. I complained that I had no hat until I met a man who had no head. But it turned out he was just standing behind a big droopy tree. So I started complaining again. I could come up with examples like this all day. Above all, make your peace with God, because he can kill you like that. For if you live every hour as if you only had an hour to live, you will profit by the experience. You'll also buy way, way too much life insurance. You got a band number? You always complain you never get a chance to play a band number. Remember how many nights we sit at the desk and he says, is the band going to get to play tonight?
On an occasion like this, we would not dream of interfering.
You play something, damn it.
Stand by for news. This is the Music of the Stars, Civic Media Radio Network.
I know this world seems so big, and everything seems so out of reach. The sky is high and the walk is wide. You just don't know what you've got yet. It's in the palm of your hand. It's right in front of where you stand. If you believe,
right back after news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 55 million people in the plains and south are under threat of severe storms today. That's just after deadly tornadoes and storms blamed for 27 deaths in the region, including 18 in Kentucky. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
Residents here have lost so much, like Carol Wells, the home she lived in for 50 years, destroyed. But she says she feels lucky to be alive.
I'm just glad that God let us live another day.
And in Missouri, at least 7 people dead. And in St. Louis, where 5 of those lives were taken, crews are working around the clock to clear debris.
2 people were killed when a Mexican Navy ship appeared to lose power and crash into the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. 19 people were hurt. The FBI is calling an explosion that killed one at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, an intentional act of terrorism, and Pope Leo's installation mass of the Vatican drawing more than 200,000 people, including Vice President Vance. This is ABC News.